KN4HX, mobile.
KN4TFW, mobile. One down at Myrtle Beach more often. I ain't seen her in a few years.
Which one's that?
Would be like my middle stepson from my first wife. He passed away in Canada, but he had two daughters. One went up to Canada to be with her mom, and the other's down there with her grandpa in Merle's Inlet.
Maybe you can get to see them. You get to keep in touch with them at all?
Facebook or whatever, but, you know, once they get to be, you know, 17, 18, they pretty much doing their own thing, and you know, she's enjoying life. She's doing, taking some nursing stuff in school and getting ready to graduate. She's doing awesome. I don't know about the other one. I think she's pretty much hangs out on street corners.
Back to Canada.
Went up there because there wouldn't be no rules or restrictions.
Yeah, that's what you think's best, but in hindsight, that's not never was a good situation.
Matt, yeah, when the mom had him after my son passed, and that the state was getting ready to take him away, and that, so that's when they moved down to be with their grandpa. The one that's down there now, she's got U.S. citizenship, and the other one, I guess she left before they did all the paperwork.
You get to spend some time with her. All you can do is keep trying. You never know, when they get a little bit older, they may come around and do it themselves.
I just didn't want to. I've been doing a good job, and, you know, I raised his kids, and he didn't get to do it. That or get to visit them or anything, and so, you know, I just let him raise his grandkids and kind of stay a little bit out of the picture.
That, but I mean, you can still, I mean, when you go camping down there, I guess you could swing by and visit with them.
Every time we go down there, we swing by and see them and everything.
Do is just keep that connection there.
It's gonna be all right. You know, it looks like she's got a good head on her shoulder, enjoying everything. She comes up through here quite a bit with, I don't know, some church group that they go up into North Carolina all the time.
One day she can stop by on her way back, or you can meet her. But Ken, I have arrived at where I switched vehicles, so I'm going to say 7-3 for now. I'm pretty sure you're getting close too, so probably, hopefully it's good timing. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, Ken. Have a great day.
Patrick, yeah, it's a good time, and I'm getting ready to turn on the road to the gate. So you have an awesome day. Be safe out there, and maybe I can catch you later this afternoon. KN4GFW.